Unbeatable power, grace of God. Luke chapter 5, verse 1 through 11. Today's gospel text draws our attention to the story of four young men whose names are Simon, Andrew, James, and John. They were two sets of brothers, and they worked together as fishermen. Their level of education was low, and they had a low income. Once they tried all night to catch fish in their nets. They threw the nets over and over the whole night long, but they did not catch any fish. They tried to do their best based on their many years of experience fishing, but all they had was empty nets. Despite having lots of experience, know-how, and wisdom, they failed to catch the fish and eventually had to return with the empty boat. It was so disappointing for them to haul in their nets after catching nothing. They felt hopeless and helpless, and they were frustrated and discouraged because they thought they were experts in fishing. In that moment, Jesus came to Simon Peter. Jesus got into Simon's boat, where he was frustrated, broken, disappointed, discouraged, and had lost hope. Verse 3 says that Jesus got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. The crowds who gathered at the shore would have sought out the time and made an effort to meet Jesus and to hear his words. But Simon Peter could hear Jesus without any special efforts because Jesus came to him first. At that time, Jesus was already famous for his teaching and by performing many miracles, healing the possessed and healing the sick. So Simon might have known about Jesus, though he had never met him in person. Jesus came to Simon suddenly, but he did not hesitate to put out his boat according to the request of Jesus. By this, he was also able to hear the precious teachings of Jesus. And this led him to have a spiritual transformation. Therefore, when Jesus spoke to him that put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch, he answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." Then so many fish were caught that it was enough to break the nets. In front of this incredible sight, Simon Peter had no choice but to kneel down before Jesus, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Simon had an entire new experience, a spiritual transformation by the words of Jesus. Furthermore, he had a miraculous experience catching tons of fish because of the words of Jesus. Simon Peter was just an ordinary fisherman, but after following Jesus, he no longer caught fish for a living, but became a fisher of men. Simon Peter experienced God's grace in his own context, and this was a great turning point in his life. From this, he became a new person and started a new life by following Jesus Christ. In general, we think that it is not easy to experience God's grace or face a turning point in our daily lives. However, through today's gospel scripture, we witnessed that we can experience God's grace in our ordinary lives, and an everyday routine can be a special turning point. Furthermore, even the worst moment of life can become the most special moment of life when we experience God's amazing grace. And this brought me a great insight of understanding of the grace of God. According to John Wesley, grace is the power of the Holy Ghost, enabling us to believe and love and serve God. Basically, grace is one thing, but it is distinctive. So Wesley described the grace of God as threefold: prevenient grace, justifying grace, and sanctifying grace. First, God's grace is prevenient. As I mentioned it before, on that day, Simon did not give his time and effort to hear Jesus' teaching about Jesus' teaching, but Jesus came to him first. Likewise, by prevenient grace, all humans are loved by God, and this love enables us to understand the presence of God and to respond to the invitation to be in relationship with Jesus Christ. Furthermore, it evokes in us a hope for salvation and leads us to repent of our sin and have faith. Secondly, God's grace is justifying. When Simon heard the words of Jesus, he obeyed him and had a special experience, which seized him with fear and led him to repent his sin to Jesus. Likewise, God's grace leads us to know who we are. By this justifying grace, God forgives us and accepts us. Then we can experience new life, being assured of God's love through His grace. Thirdly, God's grace is sanctifying. Many people only want to remember verse 6, which says, when they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. People usually only pay attention to the reward, but Simon was different. He found a new vision from this and started a totally new life, fishing for people by following Jesus Christ. Likewise, by sanctifying grace, humans grow and mature in grace by removing our desire to sin so that we live life by following the life of Christ. Through the ministry, I have seen many people change their lives by the grace of God. This time, I'd like to share one of them. It is a story of Tara Rickey, who is a member of St. Croix Falls United Methodist Church. I'm so thankful to her for giving me permission to share her story. Tara is a very beautiful young lady who is very faithful to God and the ministry of the church. She first came to church last year. At that time, she was living in Butterfly House, which is a woman's sober living house for drug users in St. Croix Falls. Yes, she used to be so heavily addicted to drug that entirely ruined her life. However, thankfully, God's prevenient grace led her to open her heart and mind toward God. And she turned away from her previous sin and a way of life that lasted for many years. While she was struggling with drug addiction, God's grace led her to strongly feel His presence right in the moment when she tried to take her own life. At the time, she did not go to church at all, and she did not know who Jesus was, but she thought that it was the Holy Spirit who saved her from the moment of death. From this, she came to believe in the existence of God and decided to come to church. And then, through justifying grace, she sincerely repented over her sin and was forgiven through faith in Jesus Christ. She experienced a new life by being assured of God's grace and love. She was entirely newborn through her baptism. Every day, by grace of God, she tries to follow the way of Jesus Christ and overcome all the temptation of using drugs. Now, she is close to 1 year of being sober. In addition to this, by God's sanctifying grace, she is continually walking the journey of faith with God toward holiness by following the life of Christ. She comes to church every Sunday and is very active in the ministry of the church. She even tries to invite her friends to church to lead them to Jesus Christ. Yes, she's trying to catch people, just like Simon Peter. She greatly enjoys reading the Bible and many other Christian books, and she joins in various church mission projects, including evangelism. Now, She is seeking out God's new vision for her. She's planning to serve God and God's people as a professional counselor for drug users. Only 1 year ago, she never dreamed this kind of life was possible. No drugs, a stable job, good friends, a church family, faith, hope, and love. But as she said to me, everything was possible by the grace of God. Like the story of Simon Peter and the story of Tara, we also experience God's amazing grace in our own context. Sometimes it asks us to go deeper, even if that seems impossible. A life of following Jesus Christ does not mean that you need to abandon your everyday life for Jesus, but instead, live a life knowing who God is, who you are, and what God's vision is for you. Let us experience God's grace where we are at right now. It could lead to the most special turning point in your life. Praise God. Amen.